I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends. We want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so Steve, here we are, last break of the day. Before we get to your closing remarks, we have a voicemail from a woman who has a question about one of your closing remarks.
Good morning, Steve, and the morning show. Blessings to you all. Steve, I was listening to your closing remarks, and you were talking about the past and how, you know, if people bring up your past, keep bringing up your past, you need to let them go, and how God forgives us for our past. I believe that, but I have a question. If when you get past someone's past behavior and they continue on with the same behavior that you have forgiven them for, we already know the Lord has, but do you remove them because you keep having to, you're keep reminded of this past behavior because they're not changing, or do they remove you? I'm just asking. Y'all have a blessed one. Bye.
Well, that seems to me two different things from what I was talking about. What I was talking about was in reference to you having control over not allowing people to hold you to your past. And then when God has forgiven you, you have the right to move on and be different and grow from what you were and learn from your experiences. What you're saying now is, should you move on from a person who you've forgiven from bad behavior in the past, but they continue the bad behavior? See, that's two different things. You know, you can forgive a person, but you don't have to allow a person to continue to do things to you that's detrimental to you. There's nothing in the Bible that requires you to have to do that. That's nothing that I know of. It might be, but I'm just Steve Harvey don't know of it. Look, man, if I forgive you for cheating on me, right? Let's just use that for example. But you continue to cheat on me, I don't have to keep forgiving you now. I forgave you, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove myself from this situation so you can go on and do you. See, so now you ain't going to keep cheating on me because it ain't going to be no me. Now, if that's what you're saying, then yes, you have every right to remove yourself from a situation. You know, if a person steals from you and you forgive that person, but they steal from you again, okay, well, hold up now. I ain't got to keep forgiving you for stealing from me. But now look, man, like if you steal from me twice, I'm gonna forgive you, but you best. Well, I'm just not gonna be there for that second stealing, man. I'm just not gonna be there for that. I mean, once you steal from me, I appreciate you, man. I forgive you. God bless you. Go on, live your best life. But the key is go on and live your best life. Cause I'm not gonna stand here and put myself in a position where you can do it to me again. Now, if by chance you steal from me a second time, I may forgive you again, but we've got to separate ourselves now. Because obviously, we're not right for each other. At this point, at one point in time, I'm not learning the lesson. You know, I say oftentimes behind every moment of adversity, there's a lesson and a blessing. Well, if somebody steals from me, I've got to now recognize what that looks like so I can see it again. And I can avoid it happening to me again. Some things happen to us in our life to give us the experience to be able to recognize it. And sometimes God allows certain things to happen to us because of where he's taking us. He knows that we will need and we require to have this skill set. What hurts people is when you don't learn from your mistakes. When you don't learn from your past experiences. Example, let's take women for example. Let's say you've been cheated on twice, and the two times you got cheated on, you saw the same behavior in both men. Well, now, if you start to see the behavior in a third man, don't you think it would be wise to remove yourself from this situation? Well, because he showed you what it looked like twice before. He showed you the exact way it looks, and each time it looked like that, it happened. Well, the third time it comes along, you experience that, so now you could avoid it in your future. So now you know how to safeguard yourself from such a situation. It just happens like that, man. And you know, people have to stop. You know, and stop looking at things that happen in your life as a punishment or a karma. That's not what it is, man. Some of this stuff is life lessons, y'all. Some of this stuff we got to go through and get it so we'll have it. It ain't karma. It ain't no, you know, payback and all this here. Sometimes this is the lesson you got to learn. Hey, man, I'm sorry. It's just a lesson you got to learn. Because where you are headed, God clearly knows where you are going. So he has to prepare you for what the place you're going to arrive at. And if you got to be in a position where you got to have a better spirit of discernment, he going to have to put some stuff in front of your face to teach you how to develop discernment. And it's okay. If God going to put some money in your possession in the future, you got to see what thieves look like early on so they can steal a little bit from you. So when you get the big money, you can safeguard it. That's all it is, man. And that's how I view it. And that's how I look at it. You know, there are people that might disagree with what I just said, but I can only speak from my perspective. And in my years of living and trying to win and overcome, these are the things I've learned. So that's my take on the situation. I hope it helps you out there today. Hey, listen, y'all, talk to God today. Talk to him today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. He really would. And it don't matter if you didn't talk to him in a while. He's always available.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes.
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.